The ISIS videos showing the beheadings of hostages are horrific to most of us, but they're also serving as recruiting tools used to hook new members, including Western-based teenagers. Kids in Austria have been seduced by ISIS, and that's prompted officials there to start a new training program where teachers learn to spot the warning signs of extremism before it's too late. Christopher Livesay reports.
At the start of the school day, hundreds of teens file into Vienna's higher commercial vocational school. Most wear sneakers and hoodies. Some wear headscarves, which isn't unusual for a student body with a large Muslim minority. But it was odd when one of them turned out to be Samer Kasinovich, a trendy kid who liked to wear makeup, dyed her hair blonde, and danced to pop music at lunch. It was even stranger when one day she wrote, "I love Al-Qaeda," on the bathroom wall.
She was brainwashed.
Peter Slaughter is the principal. After the graffiti incident, he had a talk with Samra. She told him she wasn't afraid to die.
And I was shocked because she said, "What will happen with me in the future, it doesn't matter."
Samra unenrolled from school, and in April, she and a friend headed to Syria, where they became poster girls for ISIS. In Samra's case, it was pretty easy to tell that something was wrong, but that's rare. So this month, the school board began training middle school and high school teachers how to spot religious extremism before it gets out of hand. The Vienna school board hired Heinz Ivkovitz, a professor of religion, to organize the training.
They didn't know how to cope with that. Is it just, you know, showing off, imitating someone they saw on YouTube videos, or is it really the beginning of radicalization?
Now there's a procedure for trying to figure all that out. First, teachers look for signs of radicalization, such as glorifying the Islamic Caliphate, an us-versus-them mentality, or embracing ISIS propaganda. Then they talk with parents and get a school psychologist involved. Eventually, police could be brought in. But here's where things get tricky. If schools are too quick to contact authorities, students on the fringe might flee into the arms of a terrorist group, says Musa Hassan Diaw, an expert on jihadism.
You take a young girl starts to wear the headscarf, or another in school starts to pray, for example, and say, well, this could be a sign of radicalization. That's really a problem, because if you want to de-radicalize, you can't pick people out from the classroom bring them to the police, because this would radicalize them.
So before they call police, schools are instructed to call on mediators from the Muslim community. On a Sunday afternoon, Diaw is training 15 Muslim kids on how to intervene when classmates set off alarm bells. He compares images of ISIS beheading James Foley to executions by the Nazis, and students weigh in and take notes. It's an uphill battle when you're up against slick recruitment videos online.
My name is Abu Hamza Nimsawi. Ich habe in Wien gelebt.
Abu Hamza al-Austria is among 140 Austrians believed to have joined ISIS. Here, he describes not only the glory of fighting for ISIS, but the luxury as well. Swimming pools and grand villas await all newcomers, he vows.
They are using a mixture of tricks and treats, and in fact, it looks very similar to the way online predators recruit children.
Mia Bloom is a criminology professor at the University of Massachusetts Lowell Center for Terrorism and Security Studies.
This is a kind of child abuse. So, and I'm hoping that we treat them as victims and not as, you know, suspects.
In Vienna, Principal Slaughter is still shaken by how ISIS ensnared his student Samra. He's attended the training sessions, but he's not convinced they're a surefire way to prevent radicalism. After all, he says, Samra was your typical teenager.
Samra was integrated. We don't know why she left Austria to Syria. I don't know.
What he does know is some students seem to be impressed by Samra's example. More kids, he worries, might follow in her footsteps. For The World, I'm Christopher Livesay in Vienna.